It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Friday, December 14th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and we're going to check in on some new singles that have come out recently from Chance the Rapper, Ariana Grande, and the Avett Brothers.
And I'll be talking about a moving in memoriam montage, not to music stars who have died, but to bands that have broken up. But first, here are a few of today's headlines. According to a security expert who spoke with Rolling Stone, Taylor Swift has been using facial recognition technology to scan for stalkers among concert attendees.
Wow. I mean, good for her if you can find technology to kind of help you out. But that does lead to some sort of privacy issues, I feel like, if you're going to her concerts. Do you have to sign a waiver or something before you enter a show?
Seemingly not. So where this comes from is a board member for a concert security advisory group tells Rolling Stone that when Taylor Swift played the Rose Bowl this past spring, a kiosk that enticed fans to watch rehearsal videos of Taylor Swift was also scanning their faces to check them against a database of Swift's several known, potentially dangerous stalkers. So yeah, I think you're right. This seems like an important security issue. Clearly, Taylor Swift has several known, potentially dangerous stalkers. But where does this go? And there are an increasing number of concert venues like Madison Square Garden that are using facial recognition technology in various capacities. And clearly, this is going to be an issue not just at concerts and entertainment venues, but across all sorts of public spaces where security could be a concern. There are definitely several people who are calling for legislation to regulate the use of this kind of technology moving forward. So when it comes to hot gift items, apparently the Cabbage Patch Kids of 2018 are Post Malone signature Crocs.
No, Jay, no.
People are nuts for Post Malone Crocs. He's already had a previous signature edition of Crocs. It went very well. And he just offered his second edition of foam shoes. They just went on sale for $59.99 a pair, which seems extremely expensive for Crocs.
Yeah.
They sold out in minutes. Like, they were instantly gone. And so Post Malone tried to console his fans by saying, hey, listen, you can still get my signature gibbets. Those are the little things that you poke into the holes in Crocs. Then those sold out right away as well.
Oh, no. Jay, I thought Crocs went under. I thought they were no more, but apparently he's bringing them back. And I guess, I mean, of all the things, at least it's not stilettos. I mean, at least it's comfortable footwear.
Yeah, you know.
Not attractive footwear, but
orthopedically sound. Post Malone's many fans of all ages will have better posture moving forward because they've been wearing their Crocs. But are they even going to wear them? If you get one of the rare pairs of Post Malone Crocs with the design inspired by the cover of Beer Bongs and Bentleys, would you even wear them? Or do you just sort of like frame them in a shadow box on the wall?
No, you just keep those in the original box, Jay. You don't even touch those bad boys.
Your retirement is taken care of. Singer Nancy Wilson has died after an extended illness at age 81. She's one of the mainstream jazz vocalists who had huge success in the 1960s, releasing a string of hit albums featuring smooth covers of songs by artists like The Beatles, Stevie Wonder, and Aretha Franklin. She also had a successful TV acting career and for nearly two decades hosted the Jazz Profiles series on NPR. She won 3 Grammys, the most recent in 2007.
What I love is that she never considered herself a jazz singer. She always thought of herself more as a song stylist. And there's a quote where she said, "That's my essence. I weave words to be dramatic." And that is what she did. It was a dramatic portrayal of these songs.
So as we remember Nancy Wilson, here's her 1960 breakout single, "Guess Who I Saw Today."
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother.
'Tis the season for a serious drop in the production level of the music industry. So instead of full albums, we're going to catch you up on some of the newer singles that have come out recently. Starting off with the ever prolific Chance the Rapper. Earlier this summer, there were rumors that we were getting an album from Chance, but instead, we got 4 songs, and then, more recently, 2 more. One of those is called My Own Thing, and in that, we get this really wholesome bop. It's just Chance trying to be a solid guy for his family, keep his head down, and just do the work. The song is credited to four producers. One of them is Be Real from Cypress Hill, and it features Joey Davis, better known as Joey Perp, a rapper out of Chicago and an old friend of Chance's. So why don't we enjoy Chance doing his own thing? Got a baby, got a house, got in-laws, gonna kick rock. I'ma do my own thing.
No, Ariana Grande's new single, Imagine, is not the John Lennon classic. Presumably, she didn't want to compete with Yoko Ono's new version of that one. The world Ari is imagining is one where you order her pad thai, then you get in the bathtub while she takes off her makeup, then you kiss her and take off your clothes, which presumably you still had on, in the bathtub, then you tell her all your creepy secrets, and finally she falls asleep with her face in your neck. Talk about living for today. The North Carolina band, started by brothers Scott and Seth Avett, have been making their sweet harmonies and plucky banjo music for nearly 20 years now. And the Avett brothers have decided to tease us with their first new music since 2017's True Sadness. It's a song called Roses and Sacrifice. And like the title, the song is about beauty and pain, a relationship that has been difficult to maintain, but that is ultimately worth it. I'm not slow. So if you watch awards shows like the Grammys and the Oscars, they often have memorial montages to pay tribute to artists who have died. But what about the sadness we feel when bands break up? Just because the musicians are still with us, Stereogum doesn't think that means we can't take a few minutes to grieve the groups we've lost.
Sometimes it does feel like a death of sorts.
So they put together a montage with some synthesized classical music and some canned applause to remember some of the groups we lost this year just because they broke up. We're talking about DeLorean, Young Galaxy, Minus the Bear, Diarrhea Planet, Soft Cell, Fifth Harmony, The Stripes, Rush, and more.
Let's give our own moment of silence here.
And as we head off with Soft Cell's classic Tainted Love, that's today's music news. You can hear all that new music and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is also Jade, and if you're a member of our group over on Facebook, The Current Music News, you've got some early tips about all these stories, including that breaking Post Malone story. Sound enticing? Just search for The Current Music News on Facebook. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with more headlines. No.